This is James McNamara speaking to you from aboard the Howard Hughes 2,000-ton flying boat, the world's largest aircraft. At this moment, as we speak to you from the spacious flight deck, this mighty monster of the skies is slowly cruising along the northwest course in the outer Los Angeles harbor. It feels like we're riding a souped-up ocean liner. That's about as close a simile as I can think of right now. It's really a seagoing hot rod.
Motor isn't purring like it used to. Don't junk it. Call the Motor Man. You'll get your motor running.
Get your motor running.
Healing your wheels for 35 years. Talk Radio 790 KABC is proud to present the one and only Motor Man, Leon Kaplan.
That's right, folks. Say hallelujah and welcome back to another power-packed hour of the Motor Man Show, the one and only Motor Man Show. In fact, I love saying this because it's so true. It's the only show in the world of its type. I realize a lot of people have cars, probably. We talk about airplanes and boats and motorcycles, so I'd like to have some airplane calls. But anyway, what I really do is put the romance back into all types of vehicles. And yes, I have a motto. I say this every week because it's true. I have a motto. I have a passion. And it's a big passion, a passion for sharing with you the information that I've accumulated all of these years. I may not know everything, but, I mean, I spent my whole life around motoring objects and things. And so it works. And that's my goal in the rest of my life, is to try to share this with young people and kids, and to get them on the right track. And hopefully I can help in some way, relate things that's happened to me. Maybe I can help somebody that needs help as well. And I like to call this a real radio show. It's not an infomercial. It's a real radio show where we sit back and have a good time. Speaking of having a good time, let me give the numbers out. The phone number is 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222, or 800-222-KABC. All of those are the numbers to get into the Motor Man Show. Let's have some fun. Do you have a favorite vehicle? I like to talk about some older cars, older things, older airplanes, whatever it may be. Give the Motor Man a call. But I must warn you, from time to time, I talk about some high-performance vehicles and some high-octane fuel and things of this nature. You know, it's never too late to have a happy childhood, but the second one is up to us or you, whichever it may be, and no one else. So let's have some fun this hour. I need a little lifting up here, so let's have some fun. And I have a joke for Frank. Frank just stepped out. Now maybe he went over to get to some jokes here. But yesterday I had a nice event I went to at the Aero Lease Company, I guess I should say, in a beautiful new hangar at Van Nuys Airport. And it was today was a wonderful day with families at the Aero Lease facility there. That's who I lease from or rent my hangar from. In fact, if you want to, be my neighbor, there's a couple of hangars to rent. If you got an airplane and you need a place, I'd love to have you as a neighbor. In fact, the number to get into the Aero Lease Company is 562-981-2659. Kurt, as I usually say, is the big daddy rabbit. That's what I call him there. He's a nice guy. They call the Aero Lease Company, and they got hangers there because getting pretty scarce. Anyway, I was there at this facility, and the young people is part of the Children's Burn Foundation. It's hard for me to remember everything that happened throughout the day, but it's very nice to see these young people get involved. They had the police department there, Van Nuys, where kids could sit there and look into cars, and the fire department was there, and it was just a really nice event. In fact, they have a yearly gala. They've been doing it for 23 years at the Beverly Hilton, and they do it every year, and it raises $1.5 million, and Fritz Coleman has been one of the MCs there for years and years. Well, it's been for the last 15 years there. And so, anyway, they pay for all the medical treatment, skin grafts and things from these kids. Just to see these kids with a big smile on their face, it's just wonderful. The Children's Burn Foundation also has a unique volunteer group, and that's what I'm getting involved in, and a lot of things to sort of help people. And the Children's Burn Foundation raised approximately $2 million annually for that. So, anyway, this is why I'm passing on this information to you. And for donations or even sponsorship, any type of media requirements, I have a phone number. And it's a plug for them, but they do a great job. They just do. And the Arrow Lease Company has done an outstanding job by you know, furnishing their hangar and their time for this great event for these young burn victims. You know, then their office that you can get involved in is 818-907-2882. 818-907-2882. Anyway, it's just something real quick. I can go on and on about that, but I just want to let you know that that's something that's they do an outstanding job for that. Okay. KABC Talk Radio time is 9:11 on a beautiful Sunday morning. The numbers to get in, and there's some beautiful airplanes there yesterday as well. You know, kids love airplanes, and I love airplanes, and I love talking about airplanes and anything. So the numbers to get in are 1-800-222-5222. And again, I didn't say good morning to Frank Taylor in there. Good morning again, Mr. Taylor, sitting there. And also taking your phone calls at 1-800-222. There he goes. They're playing again. Sound like Van Nuys. Yesterday I flew yesterday, just bar my plane. Just put the fuel in it. That's all I ask. Just put the fuel in. You can bar it any time, but just please put the fuel in it. There. So, and also taking your phone calls at 1-800-222, the one and only Hybrid Audrey. So let's have some fun. Okay, Frank, here's a joke that they want you to see if you can get the, everybody's giving these jokes. What did the beaver Oh, no. Why did the beaver leave the river? Why did the beaver leave the river?
No,
he didn't give a damn. He didn't give a damn. Oh, brother. Okay, enough of that. Okay, folks. You want to talk about hybrid vehicles or whatever? You know, I have an article here I wanted to show you or tell you about the car changing. I mentioned at the opening of the show what all that's going on. The car business is changing so much, the new cars, and I'm concerned about it, you know. Over 1,000 software engineers every year working on vehicles, you know. As if cars weren't complex enough to keep engineers working late, they're about to get even more complex by a multitude of headaches. Consider the next generation of vehicles, entertainment systems envisioned for 2021 and 2022, such as components, will likely require 3 million lines of software code, or six times what they have currently. It's just more electronics, more electronics, more electronics, and it just goes on and on and on. It's really amazing. It's excuse me. It's going to be it's just electrical world anymore, electrical world, and the equipment it takes to test these new cars and the technicians. Really, there's a problem, and it's a wide open field for people who want to get involved in the automotive industry, because it's not just working on cars. You know, you've got, you know, people working on motors, and that's what I want to talk to. I'm working with the Peterson Museum about some things we may be doing, going around the schools, talking to them. You know, the guy, lawnmower shops, you can, it's so much in our field of the automotive world. You work for dealers and factories and trucking companies. It's just a wide open field. But anyway, enough of that. 1-800-222-KABC. Let's go and speak to, I think he dropped off and I told him it'd be the first caller. Anyway, let's go speak to Sylvia. Then we go to Kevin. Sylvia, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to tell that gentleman you don't have to go back to 70 or 75 to avoid electronics.
Right.
I have an 84 Chevy 3/4 ton diesel that I absolutely love and still have. And
so it's a pickup, you know, a pickup truck?
Yeah, it's a 3/4 ton pickup and got 22 miles to the gallon hauling horses all over the country. And I don't know of any electronics on it, except maybe I don't know, would the glow plugs be electronic?
Well, that's part of it, but that's just part. That's like spark plugs in a regular engine. So spark plugs have been around for years and years since day one of the car. So in the diesels, you need the glow plugs to get it started only when it's cold, see? And so that's when you probably turn the key and you wait a few seconds, and then the glow plugs light up to ignite the fuel. But once that has happened, the glow plugs do not play a part as long as the engine is hot, because diesels work off compression. When the compression is so high, it creates its own heat to ignite the fuel.
Well, I just love it, and I wouldn't trade it for anything modern.
Well,
not for anything.
Well,
it's comfortable. It's high up. I can see. You know, it has power steering for my old arms. You know, and I hate bucket seats. They torture me, and it's got a nice bench seat. There's nothing else. Nothing could even tempt me. Nothing.
Well, it's pretty interesting that you say that. You're my type of lady. You're just a fine young lady that would, you know, most ladies are just, 180 degrees. They want the finest luxury vehicles. You know that. And probably you got friends that they want to drive the fastest, not the fastest, the latest and the greatest. And how I call it the how I look syndrome. How I look. No.
Well, briefly, I had a Cadillac. I think it was an 88, and I hated it. I absolutely hated it and got rid of it. You know, I bought it from a friend. With two of us, we needed an extra car, and he just had it.
Well, you're absolutely right. It doesn't have a lot of electronics, so don't feel bad about the glow plugs. Certainly the glow plugs is part of it, so that I don't consider that electronics, although it's an electrical portion, but so is spark plugs and the older vehicles and ignition coils and distributors that you've heard me talk about. You don't hear me talk about much of that anymore because it's different on the later vehicles. Everything, if you'd have told me, you know, 20, 30 years ago, this is the way the industry is going. I say it's impossible. You can't go to all these electronics. These cars are just, it's just amazing what they're doing with automobiles today. I mean, they're taking the internal combustion engine now and getting for years ago, you know, back in the 70s and early 80s, if you got 10 miles or even 50s, 60s in the 50s or the 60s, you get 10 miles a gallon. You thought you was doing fine because gas was cheap in those days, you know.
Well, back in 73, I had a Saab Sonnet 3, and it got 42 miles to the gallon.
Well, even the big cars now, that's pretty good, but even the big cars now are getting, you know, 30, 40 miles to the gallon with an internal combustion engine. And so that's why it's hard to say with these electric cars, you know. I always have not an argument, a disagreement when people come to the electric. I'm not 100%. I think electrification is going to happen in the future, but I think there's got to be another type of fuel or some type of...
Well, maybe we'll have solar-powered cars. How would that be?
Well, that's there, but it can't make enough electricity fast enough. But solar power is one of them that's making electricity now. When I fly in my plane, I go over Palmdale area. It looks like lakes out there. There's solar panels all over out there. It's just absolutely amazing. And going to Vegas, if you have to drive to Vegas, you can see there's solar panels all over the hills there. And they're trying to generate, but it's hard to... As I've said this before, it's hard to store electricity. It's not like gasoline where you can store it. Electricity has to be used, and it takes a lot of power. If everybody in apartment buildings, you know, they don't have electric cars. There's not enough electric connections to have everybody there to plug in. If they did plug in, all the lights would go out. So it's something that every manufacturer is working on electric vehicles. They're just going on and on. Sylvia, thanks for the call. You're my kind of lady. God bless you, my dear.
Okay, thank you.
And thanks for calling. And take care of those horses. Okay, 1-800-222-KABC. That leaves the line open at 1-800-222-KABC. Folks, agree or disagree. What do you think about electric cars? What do you think about autonomous cars? I mean, that's all you hear about. I mean, this is a lifestyle show, so we might as well talk about it and see what your future things would be. Would you drive an autonomous car where you just sit around? And in fact, they're working real hard on the autonomous cars now for the interior. So the driver's seat will rotate and I can speak to the people in the back seat and not worry about where the car is going. That scares me. That scares me a lot. Anyway, 1-800-222-KABC. But first, your buddy, that's me, Leon here, you know, talk to you about, you know, I want to talk about Leon's transmissions, what it amounts to, you know. February is the month of love, and February's running out. And the experts at Leon's Transmissions want you to remember your vehicle. This is, well, the Valentine's Day's already passed, but they just want you to tell you about the love that you should give your vehicle. How you take care of your vehicle determines how your vehicle takes care of you. Remember that regular maintenance of the transmission is just as important as the engine. When was the last time you had the transmission serviced on your little baby? You know, the temperatures in Southern California are often very high, and heat is the number one, that's right, the number one cause of oil breakdown and causes transmission damage. Once that oil overheats, you increase the wear inside the transmission tremendously. You know, show a little love to your vehicle, well, your car, truck, or SUV today by contacting your nearest Leon's Transmission. They have 8 locations to serve you. You can reach them at 877-2-LEONS. That's 877-TOLEONS. 877-2-LEONS. Or on the web at leonstransmission.com. That's leonstransmission.com. And all you have to do is tell them Leon the Motor Man sent you.
By a margin of 2-1, Americans say they want more gun control.
A 288-pound woman becomes the heaviest to run a marathon, and she's going for an Ironman next.
It's Oscar week, so stay the hell away from Hollywood Boulevard.
And James Seymour on the next McIntyre in the Morning, 5 to 10, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
So, how do you like being a new dad?
Wow. No, it's,
amazing, right?
Totally, but expensive.
Get used to it. You got life insurance, right?
I've only got so much money.
What'd you pay for that coffee?
I don't know, a couple of bucks?
Listen, I'm 34, and I got $750,000 in life insurance for under a dollar a day. That's way less than you put out for that mocha latte.
Seriously? How?
I went to SelectQuote.com. They shop highly rated insurance companies to find your best rates.
Well, I need to protect my family. If SelectQuote can find me rates like that, that's one less thing to worry about.
Exactly.
Give your family the protection it needs at a price you can afford. To see how affordable life insurance could be for you, go to SelectQuote.com or call 800-994-6633. That's 800-994-6633. 800-994-6633. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the Smell Good Plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubbas here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE.
Contact your license number 399-170.
If you can hear the sound of my voice, you owe yourself a trip to Fletcher Jones Motor Cars. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. People are driving from all over to find their dream car at a dream payment.
We're offering a special new low payment. Lease a 2017 E300 Sports Sedan for just $459 a month, 36 months, 5053 due at signing.
As the number one Mercedes dealership for the 19th consecutive year, we know our success is not based on how many cars we sell, but how many customers keep coming back year after year.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Newport Beach.
Call 866-827-8910 for details.
Your one stop for breaking news and adult fun. 790 KABC.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409. My 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
What a nice change that was back in the 60s when the 409. I had a boat, and I've had a supercharged 409 boat. I used to run it to drag, boat drag. So tried a little bit of everything. Had a 409 engine and a flat-bottom boat. Oh, People don't know what a flat bottom boat is. That's completely flat and they don't ride really nice and smooth, but they just go a lot faster, you know. Anyway, on this date, February 25th, 1938, Miami Drive-In Theaters, American Drive-In Movie Theaters experienced their golden era during the 50s. Yes, I remember drive-in theaters. Sometimes they even showed a movie there. At least that's what they tell me, you know, so. It's not funny, Frank. It's the truth. It's just the truth. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Let's have some fun here. Just in the mood to have a good time. Let's go and speak to Kevin. Kevin, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Leon. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Can I run a joke? Frank just handed me these jokes. And
yes, if I can run one by you after.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And I didn't say these are real good jokes. Okay, why do mountains go to sleep a lot? Why do mountains go to sleep a lot?
Can't think. Why?
Because they are high.
That's funny. That's funny. So here's mine real quick. It's a Chinese New Year joke because it's the year of the dog. What did the Dalmatian say after he finished his dog treat?
What did Dalmatian say after he finished his dog treatment?
No, his dog treat.
Dog treat.
Yeah.
Woof, woof, Frank says.
Nope, that hit the spot.
Oh, that's pretty good. Frank, how come you didn't think of that? Oh, he can't figure that out. Anyway, how can I help you, my friend?
Well, very sorry to hear about your loss of Dixie Belle.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Yeah, thank you very much. Right. It is a big loss, but we got to keep going.
This is a question about a fuel gauge, although it's probably more complicated than that. It's a 2009 E350 Benz, and it has the plastic fuel tank. It was the PVEV model, I guess.
Right.
Had it about 2 years now, and don't drive it that often. But when we do, we tend to take it on long trips, so we're using up, you know, a full tank of fuel. And we noticed about a year ago when the gauge got down to between a third and a quarter, it would just drop like there was no fuel in the car. So kind of looked into it, talked to the shop where I, you know, take it to. Found out there's issues with fuel leaks on that tank, and the dealer, the Mercedes, has some kind of a warranty on it. So took it into the dealer. And
I mean, it was out of fuel or just the gauge was not showing the proper amount of fuel?
It was not out of fuel. We figured that out pretty quick because we just kind of looked at the computer and it's got so many, you know.
Sure.
We've gone so far. So it's actually a problem you could work around pretty easy, but, you know, you had to live with it. But I took it to the dealer and they replaced, you know, with that plastic tank, in order to replace the sender or the fuel pump, apparently it's all sealed, it's all integrated, you replace the whole tank.
Right.
So they did that under warranty. And then a few months later, I took another trip. Fuel gauge did the same thing. So I took it back. They did another whole replacement, and I talked to the, you know, the service rep, and he took me out in the back, and he showed me the old tank, and you can see the float, which just looks like the float on my old 67 Volvo. You know,
right.
I guess it has two of them, and it's a saddle tank, right?
That's correct. Half of it's over the drive shaft. One's on one side, left side, one's on the right side.
Exactly. And I guess it's got maybe two floats, and they talk to each other, and mm-hmm. there's two pumps in there, and they feed alternately depending on which side has.
Right. Some of it pumps fuel to the other tank.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we just got back from another trip, long trip, and got down to a quarter of a tank, and it did the same thing. And the second time, you know, I was saying to the service rep, what are the odds of, you know, you replaced that tank once, and now you're saying the replacement of that, what are the odds of that? And he goes, no, the tech cycled it, and, you know, he showed me the on the invoice, the tech can plug in, and I think he can almost simulate a signal from the senders.
He can, yes.
And he said, nope, he cycled it, and he saw the gauge go up and down all through its range. So we've pretty much, short of being able to kind of look at the actual sender and look at the, you know, it's a variable resistor, I guess. I don't think they went that far, but process of elimination, they said it has to be the sender. So now it's kind of happened again, and the odds of
That's almost impossible to me.
Exactly.
And I've got an E series value 430 and an E, an E 550. And I haven't had any problem in that. And I worked on many of them. I haven't had this particular problem. I've never heard of this that many times. I mean, I've heard maybe once, but to keep putting new tanks in, I know exactly the type of tanks. A lot of the cars have the saddle tanks where part of it's on the left side and the other half's on the right side. And so I've never heard of this. I would, and they've been doing this under warranty all this time?
Yeah, it's a $3,000 job every time.
That's a big job.
Yeah, yeah. So at this point, you know, I don't take it to the dealer normally. I take it to a shop I trust.
Why don't you call the manufacturers?
Do you think that would, is there a number or
in the back of your owner's manual, there should be a number from the manufacturer. You may get a recording and you say, I've got a, you know, safety issue. But you mentioned leak and you said that you have a fuel leak, but it's not leaking, not leaking fuel.
The issue with the fuel leak is this is kind of interesting, but I think, it was almost like maybe kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, you got a fuel leak, you know, because that's a job for the dealer, right, under warranty.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll try calling the manufacturer.
Call the manufacturers and tell them you got a safety issue and I'm concerned about it. Now they're in three tanks. It's got to be something in the electrical system that's sending. I think it's something from there to the gauge that may be sending something wrong, a low voltage of somewhere along the way. It may be in a module. I think they're looking in the wrong area. If I had to make an educated guess, I think there's something between the tank now and your gauge is creating the problem. I can't believe those three tanks are going bad. No way. Three or four tanks they put in there. So I would get the manufacturer involved in that. And thanks so much for your call, Kevin. I appreciate the call, and you have a great, great day. Okay, bottom of the hour. We got more of the Motor Man Show coming up. We got Jack. We got a line open at 1-800-222-KABC waiting for an airplane call about anything or motorcycle, whatever's on your mind. I don't care. Just as long as it's fun day. It's like I say, it's a lifestyle show. Okay, 1-800-222-KABC. Crank her up, Frank. More of the Motor Man Show coming up.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A Florida state representative is calling on Governor Rick Scott to remove Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel for neglect of duty and incompetence during the Valentine's Day high school massacre in which 17 people were killed. Four Broward County deputies were reported to have remained outside while the killing spree took place inside a Parkland high school. The body of a woman estimated to be in her 20s was found behind a Koreatown apartment building late last night. Homicide detectives are investigating. And a family remains rattled today after a car speeding down a Pomona street crashed into their infant son's bedroom. No one was hurt. KABC SoCal weather, sunny, highs in the mid to upper 60s. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
Sobotan in front to Jillian Barbary. Shoots! Score! Leanne Tweed, what a hit! Doug McIntyre, a shot, and he scores!
We are all Kings! The Kings continue their quest to reclaim their throne tomorrow night as they face off against the Vegas Golden Knights.
Saved by Quick!
Nick and Daryl get things started at 7 with Inside Kings Hockey. Then, stick around after the game for Kings Talk, exclusively on your home for Kings Hockey. 790 KABC.
Okay, folks, I want to talk about a great car dealership you've heard me talking about for quite a while now, Porsche Downtown L.A. Their general manager's Victor, you know, is talking to me and is always telling me what a great place it is. And it is a great place. His family owned and operated for 49 years. Victor and his entire team have made it their mission to be the automotive home of all Porsche drivers in all of Los Angeles, I should say, by providing them with a vast selection of new and used vehicles, exceptional car care, and legendary customer service with a big, big smile. Now, lots of people claim to, you know, to give their customer service, great service, but Porsche Downtown LA takes great pride in all of their customers. Just try it. You'll see what I'm talking about. They have a high percentage of return and referral customers. That means great selection and great, great customer service. So go down to Porsche Downtown LA and meet Victor and his entire team. You'll be very glad you did, you know. And all you have to do is just tell them the Motor Man sent you. They're freeway close. Porsche Downtown LA is located just 4 blocks south of the Staples Center on Figueroa. It's very easy to buy or lease your next vehicle, or next car, I should say, at Porsche Downtown LA. They've got the Porsche 911, the Porsche Panamera sedan, nice car, the Macan, and the Cayenne, the Porsche Cayenne SUV, beautiful, beautiful car. In fact, they're involved also in the Peterson Automotive Museum as well. They got at the Peterson Automotive Museum, there's a big Porsche display there. Go and look at that. If you have nothing to do today, go to the Peterson Automotive Museum. They're at 5060 Wilshire Boulevard and look at that big Porsche display that they have there. And hopefully they got that new 911 GT2 there. I was over at the Peterson Museum this week, and I highly recommend it. But look at their Porsche display. Then you'll run down to downtown Porsche and get yourself one of those new vehicles. Just tell them the Motor Man sent you.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458, 800-481-1458, or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Okay, folks, you know, most of you know I'm always looking for good quality Motorman shops that I can recommend people to go to, and I'm still looking for good quality shops. Some of them don't come up to my standards, but one that does come up to my standards, and it keeps coming up, is L&T, like Leon and Tom, L&T, Japanese Automotive. You know, years ago, I used to have good quality shops, and we'd put a sign up, KABC's Motorman, you know, quality shop, and we're going to be working on that, but L&T just does an outstanding job. L&T Japanese Automotive. And they've been a sponsor of my show for a long time. And Amy there at L&T Auto is so personal and knows more about autos than most. And she really treats you as an individual. At L&T, you are a very valued customer, never just a number or a ticket. And when working with you, they want to build that relationship that keeps you coming back again and again. And she likes to educate you about your vehicle and what needs to be done to correct any issues that you may be having. In addition to all the awards for service, safety, and compliance, L&T Japanese Automotive will service your vehicle in a reasonable time at a very fair price. Regardless of your vehicle's make, you can bring it in to L&T or take it into L&T, and they can take care of you. They service all makes and models. Her husband, Amy's husband, Albert, he's the big guy there, and he knows more about Japanese cars than anybody I've ever met in my life. They have a full inventory, but they work on all types of cars, all makes and models. L&T is located in La Puente at 13908 East Valley Boulevard. That's 13908 East Valley Boulevard, and that's just off the 605 freeway at the Valley Boulevard exit. Just get off there at the Valley Boulevard exit, head east for about 1 mile, and be right there on the right-hand side. Reach out to Amy, as well as Albert, at L&T Japanese Auto. Their phone number is 626-333-1950, 626-333-1950 to take care of your vehicle the right way. I'd like to say the Motor Man way. But one thing you can't tell them, just tell them the Motor Man sent you.
By the time that we got up there, his room was filled with smoke.
The wind had blown and drifted the snow up against the side of my house, blocking the exhaust from my furnace.
I heard the smoke alarm going off in my friend's apartment.
Without the Kidde smoke alarm, my son would not be here today.
And had it not been for that carbon monoxide detector, they would come to school and not have their teacher there.
I grabbed my fire extinguisher and put out the fire.
Kidde makes technology that saves lives.
Get these essential products at the Home Depot.
Reaching us is as easy as 800-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower. Chugga-lugga looking 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
International harvester. I've got lots of hours on an international harvester.
3 miles of cars laying on their horns.
Worked on a dairy farm not far from my house when I was growing up in North Carolina, and big dairy farm. And this hired a lot of kids, but we could drive the tractors when we were young, 12 years old, 13. Big M-Series farm all tractor, spreading manure. I used to, Frank says, I'm still spreading manure. That's not true, Frank. That's just not very nice to say. That's not very nice. Okay, back to the phones. Enough of that. I've got some, a lot of news here. Rolls-Royce feels bad, but I've mentioned this before, that Bentley came out with an SUV. Sedans are not selling. Everybody's going to SUVs and trucks. And so now Rolls-Royce is coming out with a new SUV, probably be $300,000-$400,000 only. Wow, only $300,000-$400,000. Wow. Okay, enough of that. I can't believe that. Frank's the only one I know can afford one. Jack, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you, my friend?
I don't know about the batteries of the future. But I believe the key to the charging is going to be wireless transmission of electricity. If you look on YouTube, they're already sending signals to laptop computers and charging them without wires. Just like Wi-Fi in a home with the internet and our cell phones, I think they'll be able to transmit at some level of voltage and wattage signals to the car to charge them up, to recharge the batteries.
Well, that's an interesting concept, certainly, but I don't know if, boy, one of the problems with electric cars is how do you get rid of the batteries? The batteries can, you know, what happens to the batteries that are all worn out? They're going to rebuild those again, and it's a big hazardous weight.
And then what about all the mining and everything to get the batteries built in the first place?
That's correct. That's why I personally think, and listen, I've been wrong once before. It's just that I think that electricity, electrification is probably the answer, but I think it's got to be some with hydrogen or something to create some nuclear or something. Going around plugging in cars and electricity is not going to work because I don't think they cut the electricity down at night. So, and that's when everybody's going to start charging. When I was at the river, you know, and they used a hydroelectric for the dam, they stopped. You know, they cut it back at night because we don't need as much electricity. And they're going to have to increase that. That's why. And fuel is burning somewhere, and they haven't figured out a way to make money with electricity yet. I mean, sooner or later, they drive on our highways, and the surcharge, they're not paying. We're paying. Anybody's got an internal, a regular car, license plates going up, gasoline's going up 12 cents to pay for our roads, which are in bad shape here in Southern California, at least Los Angeles.
And, no, you're right about that.
Putting bicycle. I mean, it's so much. You just can't comprehend it all of what's going on with going on. I do think electrification probably in the future, but this country, this is all my opinion, runs on oil. Everything we make is on oil.
Yes,
the clothes
does.
We
do. Yes, it does.
To try to take away, and cars are a big factor. Let's face it. I realize it's, and they've come a long way. They've come a long way. I think, and every manufacturer is really getting involved in electric vehicles. That is true. Everyone I'm getting involved, but I think it's just a step to something. I feel like there's something else. Maybe what you're saying, something else has got to be a way, and they got to figure out a way to make money at it. I mean, if they get charging
Absolutely.
Through the air. Anyway, that's just my opinion. I don't know whether I'm.
Well, I'll take a V8 rear wheel drive. High performance old muscle car.
Great car. That's why I love my El Camino.
That's a good one. Thanks for taking the call.
It's a good. Thank you for calling. I appreciate the call. No, agree or disagree, folks. What can I say? Let's go and speak to Frank here in Corona Del Mar. That's where my son lives. Frank, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hi, Motor Man. Calling you on my 81st birthday.
81st birthday, just a kid. What are you going to do when you grow up?
Well, what I just did, I bought myself a 1960 Thunderbird convertible.
Wow.
Red one with a red and white interior.
With a 352 engine.
That's it. Mm-hmm. But took my wife on her maiden drive, dropped her off for breakfast this morning.
Well, good for you. Good for you. God
anyway,
bless you.
I've got a 1946 Aronca Champ. that's got 22 field approvals and modifications. Got 115 horse, full electric. It's got a Satabria nose bowl, Satabria panel inside with a color GPS. I flew it back to Oshkosh last summer.
Did you really? Good for you. Rocket Champ, folks, is a tail dragger airplane. Like if anybody that would know airplanes, like a Cub, a Piper Cub. It's in that look like, but it's a Rocket Champ. What kind of motor you got in that? You don't hand crank that, I know.
No, no, it's electric start. It's Continental 115 horse, 0235.
Oh, 235. What a car. Cruising about 120 knots.
Oh, no, about 95 to 100.
95 to 100 miles per hour, probably
yeah.
In your
region. And I'm planning to fly to Sun and Fun in April with it.
All the way to Florida?
Yep. I got my buddy from Tasmania coming over. He's my crew chief and co-pilot. He went to Oshkosh with me. And we're going to make Sun and Fun.
That'd be great. I've never been to Sun and Fun. I've been to Oshkosh many times, but I've never been to Sun and Fun. I've heard lots of friends of mine have flown down there. It's a long cross-country trip. I may do that. I may get a friend and just take off one day and just go down there and see.
You'll never do it any younger.
No, that's for sure. If you don't do it now, you never will do it. So, that's a fun airplane. 100 miles an hour, you're going to have to stop every so often before.
Yeah, every two to two and a half hours.
And let me ask you a personal question. Nobody knows but pilots. What do you do for a rest stop?
Well, I got some
buckets in there.
Ziploc bags.
Ziploc bags. Yeah, you need a relief tube or something in there, you know.
Yeah, but I flew in the Army. And I flew bird dogs, so I missed those. So I bought one. I had one for 18 years. Then I had some health issues in 2010, being a conservative Republican. I sold it and went light sport with the Aranca. But I love that bird dog, too, at L-19.
That's good. Well, get those Travel Johns. You can buy those things. They're called Travel Johns, and they work real good.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Travel Johns.
So, anyway.
Thanks for the call. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
The sun and fun.
Come to Chino and see us.
I will. I'll stop by there maybe. Well, next week is supposed to be some weather coming in. But I'll be out there next week or so.
Hey, Motor Man, thanks for taking my call.
And thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Boy, that Aranca Champ, that's a older airplane, 100 miles an hour. It's the older plane. We use knots in the new speed, but all the old airplanes went miles per hour, so like a car. But anyway, I leave the line open at 1-800-222-KABC, 1-800-222-KABC. Well, folks, can you believe it's almost the end of February? And this February, my friends at Budget Car Sales are having a huge blowout sale. You heard me talking about this all month long. Budget is overstocked with low mileage, well-maintained one-owner demos and lease returns, as well as pampered rental return. You know, Budget makes buying a vehicle very, very easy, and that's why I recommend Budget for your next vehicle purchase. You know, a normal transaction at a dealership is around 4 to 5 hours, but Budget gets you in and out in less than an hour with red carpet delivery service. That's right, red carpet delivery service. So why not give them a call? In fact, you can call them right now. Here's the number, 562-407-2800. You know, Budget offers really on-the-spot financing on approved credit, of course, and will even take your trade-ins. That's a really good deal. Budget only sells certified, checked-out vehicles with low miles that are still under full factory warranty. So there's absolutely no worries, and you can rest assured that you're getting a very, very clean vehicle with a great history behind that vehicle. You know, if you go down to, well, here's an interesting thing. If you go down to Budget and take a test drive, they'll give you a Visa gift card up to $100, no purchase necessary. That's right. So call Budget today, 562-407-2800. That's 562-407-2800. There simply isn't a better place to buy your next vehicle. All you have to do is tell them the one and only Motor Man sent you.
Governors are meeting with President Trump tomorrow, with the high school massacre in Parkland, Florida, likely to dominate the session. Florida Governor Rick Scott, appearing on Fox News Sunday, says common sense must prevail when it comes to gun control.
I think most members of NRA agree with me. This is logical. I'm sure there's going to be some that disagree. But I'm a dad. I'm a granddad, and I'm a governor. I want my state to be safe. I want every child to be in a safe environment when they're trying to be educated.
South Korea has announced that North Korea is open to talks. Correspondent Will Ripley.
A potential significant development. The North Korean delegation expressing willingness for a dialogue with the United States and also acknowledging that in order for relations between South Korea and North Korea to improve, that they also need to improve their relationship with the United States.
South Korea's president says negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang should begin as soon as possible. I'm Ann Cates.
You're going to feel better if you talk to
who?
Dr. Drew.
We are going to see the plague.
The plague? Please.
You heard it here first.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. It's going to happen. So my question is, do we have to wait for that to deal with this problem? Or can we have a little moral outrage that we're going down the crap hole like this and we need to do something, that motivate us to do something?
Los Angeles, come for the sunsets, stay for the plague.
Dr. Drew. Midday Live. Now with Lauren Savant, noon to 3 on KABC.
By a margin of 2-1, Americans say they want more gun control.
A 288-pound woman becomes the heaviest to run a marathon, and she's going for an Ironman next.
It's Oscar week, so stay the hell away from Hollywood Boulevard.
And Jane Seymour on the next McIntyre Morning, 5 to 10, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Norm's bigger, better four-course New York steak dinner for just $12.99. A half-pound New York steak, six-fried shrimp, potato, vegetable, soup, salad, and dessert all day, every day for $12.99. Norm's Restaurants.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
Yes, I have a fast car, but I don't drive it fast. I do have a fast car. I have several fast cars, but I just go by the speed limit.
That is not true.
It's just a conversation piece. That's what all these cars are. These cars that advertise 200 miles an hour, you can go, where do you go 200 miles an hour? People be scared to drive that fast. It's just, but it gives you bragging rights, and that's what it is. It's all about bragging rights. Anyway, back to the phones. Oh, Frank, okay, we didn't go many jokes today. Frank's all upset with me, but he'll get over it. Riley, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Morning, man.
Can I do a joke real quick just to make Frank happy?
Sure, I got a bad joke, too.
All right. Why don't oysters give to charity? Why don't oysters give to charity?
You got me.
Because they're shellfish.
Brutal.
They're ghost as shellfish. Oh, Frank.
Oh.
I'm sorry about that. Anyway, okay. How can I help you?
I've got a 95 Toyota Tacoma, little four-cylinder, and it still runs, but you familiar with the word throttle body, I'm sure?
Oh, yes.
I went to two dealers. I live in Carson over here by the StubHub Center, whatever. They don't make the part. I can't get the part. The guy tell me basically to go pound sand or go to a junkyard. And I'm driving.
What's
one
wrong
that,
with yours? What's wrong with yours?
I had it rebuilt and it lasted like 3 days. You know, it's supposed to purr when you come up to a stop sign. This one, you get up there and it dies. It's like you want to turn the idle up a couple notches.
And, I don't know that you need a new throttle body. Throttle body is something very simple. Folks, what we're talking about a throttle body, if you remember cars with carburetors, this is basically where the carburetor goes. And it's really
right. Well, I had it rebuilt, but I'm sorry to interrupt. I had it rebuilt.
It's not many parts in that. It's not a lot
of
moving parts.
I know, a couple of gaskets, and it went right to hay in a handbasket. And I talked to this one guy, and he said he thinks he could get one, but it's going to be $1,300. I gave him my number, and that was like 2 weeks ago. You know, don't call me, I'll call you. It was like soup Nazi. I get your part, but you can't call me.
I think that could be repaired. I don't think you could. You need.
Where would I go? I mean, like I said, I had it repaired once, and when the dealer told me they discontinued the part.
Well, I realize it's been discontinued, but it can be repaired. I mean, every car, it can be repaired. It's not a lot. It's not like a carburetor. There's very few or very little moving parts in that. It's only got an electronic switch, a butterfly inside. It's just a little, some orifices. I think you need to get somebody.
The guy did rebuild it. I did have a guy rebuild it. Cost me $85. It ran for 3 days, it purred, and then all of a sudden it went back to...
Well, I'm not sure it's the throttle body either. So, I mean, see, they blame something. It may be something differently, a vacuum leak or something of this nature. Throttle body is not this big, complicated piece of equipment. I mean, I know it sounds like people listening to me are not sure what a throttle body is, but it...
Yeah, it's just a carburetor, for lack of a better word.
Well, it's where the carburetor would be. It's not, because it's electronic.
Right. It does the same thing.
Yes.
So anyways, do you know anybody down south here that could look into that, or...
No, but it's got to be someone in an independent shop that can certainly take care of that. Look at I'm trying to find some shops all over, some good quality shops that I could recommend. So I would try to find somebody that works on Toyotas and see if they can, because that's a simple, very simple thing, Riley. It's this to me, not brain surgical. This is one of the most simplest parts on the car. It's either got a gasket leak or it's restricted. I'm not even sure that you have a throttle body problem, to be honest with you, from what you're telling me. So I try to find somebody in the area that works on Toyotas and see if they can't repair that for you. I'm sure it's something that can be completely repairable. And thanks so much for your call. I appreciate the call. And we'll go and talk to, is it Strad?
Yep.
Strad, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Yes. Quick question about front brake rotors. I got a Nissan Armada, and I pull a 5,000-pound travel trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be better to switch to the drilled and slotted rotors or just stick with a standard solid rotor?
Well, either way. I mean, unless you race in and you're hard on the brakes, the problem with slotted and all of these folks, what we're talking about is the disc brakes. And the rotor, they put slots in it, and it dissipates the heat. But sometimes the solid rotors have more braking action, because anytime you have slotted or holes drilled in the rotors, there's less material for the stopping. If you follow what I mean, follow what I'm saying?
Yep.
But it's probably six of one and half a dozen of the other. To me, I don't know. Is one more expensive than the other?
Oh, yeah. Drilled and slotted are more expensive.
Well, they're supposed to cool better, less brake fading. I have no quarrel with it, either one. I mean, it's up to you whether you want to spend the extra money to have those. Are you having any problem with the rotors that you have on there?
Well, you know, they got about 50,000 miles on them, so they got a little warping when it gets warm, you know. But just driving around town, I don't feel anything. So I just was thinking, well, if I'm going to replace them, I could either turn those or just, you know,
probably it's best to replace them. Either replace them with the original or go with the turning them. Even sometimes causes it to warp more quickly because you're taking away the metal. Turning them and just removing, you're taking metal away from it. So now it's going to create more heat quicker.
I see. Okay. So it might be better just to replace them.
Absolutely.
Than to turn them. Okay.
I highly recommend doing that. Whoever, which way you go, if you want to spend the extra money for slotted, they'll work fine. It's not
okay.
A problem whatsoever.
Well, there's no big advantage. That's what I was wondering. If there was,
not unless you had a high-performance car and, you know. If you want to spend extra money, they both will work fine. It's just
okay.
I'm trying to save you money. What I'm doing, I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm trying to save you money. So,
very good.
So just put the regular ones on there and save you money.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
And thank you very much for calling. I appreciate the call. Wow, we ended the show. God, Garrett, I wanted to get to you. And Jorge, oh, my God. Whatever happened to time goes by too fast. Folks, next week we'll do it all over again. Stay tuned for Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob will keep you healthy and wealthy. Wealthy, too. Until next week, till we come back, I want to thank all law enforcement, fire department, all veterans, and especially good teachers. And have a great week, everyone. Keep smiling. It's just a little curve that sets a lot of things straight.